This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 21st, 2015, episode 1240.
Good morning!
It's Thursday.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
Well, greetings, everyone. The Hit'em crew is on the road today, so sit back and enjoy this mashup of horse-inspired hilarity from the 2014 holiday season, featuring Glenn and Jamie struggling to focus on the job at hand when they both seem to have sugar plum fairies dancing in their heads.
Somebody ought to teach that little humbug some Christmas spirit.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
It is that time of the year. It is the holiday season. I was going to let it go, Glenn. I was going to let it go, but you want to talk about it?
No, that's okay.
She thinks he's so funny. So that little thing that we say all the time, I'm so-and-so, I'm so-and-so, like Glenn makes me do that. I hate saying all those numbers and the date and all that crap. I hate doing that. And he always screws with me and puts things in there because I just read what's in front of me. I don't read it ahead of time. I just read. And this time, I am Jamie Jennings from the moon. And I almost said it. What is wrong with me?
I almost got you that time.
You always do it when we start our pre-show meeting and he's like, how you doing? I'm like, I need some more coffee. And he's like, oh, that's right. She's from the moon. You know what? Suck it. I got my second cup of coffee and I caught your little prank.
I'm surprised you caught it this morning, actually. You were sounding pretty tired when you got up this morning.
I took a Benadryl last night.
I did, too. I was like, I got this cold starting, so I took some nighttime cold medicine. And then this morning before the show, I started sneezing and stuff. I was like, I got to take some daytime. And have you ever taken, because I get the box that has the nighttime and the daytime together. You know, they're blue and orange, the pills. And have you ever taken the daytime or the nighttime in the morning? I did that one time before I had a whole bunch of shows to do that day. I accidentally took the wrong one. That was it. An hour later, yeah. I was like sleeping on the microphone.
Well, I take Benadryl not because, well, I have allergies, but I take Benadryl to go to sleep. So I would be screwed if I took one in the morning. I'd have to go to bed because I'm just unfunctionable, if that's a word. So thank you very much, Glenn. I just want you to know you keep doing this crap to me and I'm going to stop reading all the episode numbers and the dates. Everybody knows what day it is and nobody else cares what the episode number is. It's just chronicling for you. So I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say, I'm Jamie Jennings and Glenn can suck it. That's what I'm going to say every time we open the show.
I am so ready for vacation, by the way.
Jennifer, save us. What's coming up on today's show?
On today's Wednesday really needs to be closer to Friday, especially during the holiday shopping season edition. Our welcome gift for all of you includes a holiday-themed Ziploc baggie full of horsey headlines and a plastic Santa plate overflowing with crappy lists.
Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home.
sticks are falling. My old homes are calling. Tall pines are humming. Cause Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Cause Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. And I know I'm going home. Yeah. Holly's in the window. Home's where the wind blows. You can't walk for running. Cause Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Yeah! Back home when Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Cause Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. And I know I'm going. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and Lord, I'm going home.
And I am super excited. First of all, thanks to Kentucky Performance Products. We wouldn't be here without you. I'm super excited to introduce our next guest, who needs no introduction because she's been on our show a ton of times. And her name is Alisa Wallace. Hey, Alisa.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm so excited to talk to you because I have been following you on Facebook so closely because you are doing something that is so incredibly exciting. Tell everybody what you're involved in now.
Mustangs.
Obviously. For those who don't know, Alisa is the magic Mustang trainer who was at Rolex this year with her Mustang. She's won the challenge before, but now you're in a new challenge, and it's Mustang Mares.
Right. This one's called the Mustang Magic Makeover, and they have all mares, and each trainer has been invited. So it means that you've competed in previous makeovers and done well. And so it's a smaller group. There's only about 20 trainers that were selected. Well, that ended up being in the competition. And so, yeah, we're about at the 90-day mark, I guess. Because we, Lord, getting close. butterflies are happening when I start thinking about that. So, yeah, I hadn't done one since the Million last year, and I was kind of itching to do one, and I am now doing one, to say.
So tell us kind of how you came about getting this mare. Tell us about, is it Hwin or Win?
It can be said both ways. If you listen to the book, which she's named after a character in the Chronicles of Narnia books, Horse and His Boy, and there's a talking mare in that book called, and the way they say it is Hwin, so it's named after horses that, like, whinny, that kind of sound. It's very interesting. But I call her Hwin or Hwin, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so tell us about Hwin.
When my friend picked her up for me, because I was geez, it was really chaotic because she came the time that I got to see her for like 2 hours, and then I had to leave and go to the American Eventing Championships in Texas. So mm-hmm. I was kind of, it's like getting a Christmas present and not really being able to open it and play with your toy when you get them. So I got her, and she was not really afraid of humans. She was always very, very sweet. Within the first, like, 30 minutes, I was able to sit on her. But everybody's like, oh, my God, she just must be so easy. And no. I've had to do a fair amount of work to progress, and she's not my first Mustang, so I kind of, you know the ins and outs, you know what to do. You still make mistakes and screw up per usual, but she was very good, like, with me, human stuff, but she's also a very kind of insecure horse about certain things, which she's very similar to the character in the book, which is crazy. And I never knew the color of the horse when I named her. I just liked the name and thought it was cool because I had Fledge, who's named after another Chronicle of Narnia book. And when I looked her up again, the horse is actually gray, and so is Wynn. And I was like, okay, that's just really weird. But back to her. So it almost, the more Mustangs you do and the more competitions you do, sometimes the harder it is because you still have to keep the perspective that every horse is different and they're not always going to progress the same ways. And you can get spoiled sometimes because you'll catch yourself comparing, like, mm-hmm. oh, well, you should be able to do this because Fledge did this by then, or Rune did this by this time, or I feel like I'm behind. Like, you always feel like you're behind. And so you oftentimes have this inner struggle of frustration, feeling like you're behind. But then once you work through all that stuff and you gain your perspective, which Mustangs are great for you to humble yourself and say, stop and wait, let's look where we are compared to where we were. And you're like, holy crap. Yeah, I guess that's pretty impressive. Go ahead.
What kind of stuff are you doing with her right now? So you've had her how many, like 90 days, you said?
Yeah, we're almost, the 22nd will be 90 days.
Okay, so this is, I just want to put in perspective when she says she's behind and she's doing this and that, and blah, blah, blah. It just is all ridiculous because tell everybody what you're doing with this wild horse that you've had for 90 days.
Well, now?
Now.
Now she'll, she can do canter half passes. She can do flying changes. She can do haunches in, shoulders in. She's got her passage steps going.
Good Lord.
Boy, you really are behind.
Yeah.
Shoot.
She'll lay down, and then she jumps around like 3'6", 3'9", 4 foot.
Heifer jumped out of the... Oh, you are just so far behind.
Well,
you know how long it takes people to get any horse to that level? 3 years.
It's one thing for them. Okay, yeah, I've got her doing tricks and stuff like that. But you don't know how you're going to have a horse that will handle the atmosphere. It's a lot of atmosphere when you go to Texas or when you go to these competitions. And I've had her out and going places since, like, day 6. But she can sometimes get distracted and tune me out and not really – versus, like, Fledge. Fledge, man, the more people, the more stuff you had, the more he would just tune into me and just focus and – and so that's how they're a little bit different. She's brave, but then she's a chicken. She's kind of like your typical oxymoron of an event horse, because some of the bravest event horses I've ever had are some of the biggest chickens. Like, they'd be afraid of a rock. Mm-hmm. But they'll jump off a cliff for you. So, she's really good, but she's also a mare, and she can be opinionated about things. And, like, for instance, last night, it was a night or two ago, I was working her Liberty in my arena, and my arena fence is not very tall. It's like 3'6", 3'9". And she was feeling good and running around playing bucking, and I could tell. I was like, she's eyeing the fence. She's going to try to jump out. Sure enough, she jumped out, and I was like, when? Come back. So I walked over. It's like dark because I was working here. I had the lights on, and I'm like, great. This is great. Yep. She's probably going to run down the road, something. So I walk by the barn, and I'm calling her, and I look over, and she's standing by the barn door like, no, I just want to go. I want to go to my stall. I'm like, man.
I'm done. So how many hours do you spend a day with her? I mean, you have a million horses in training and horses that you're eventing, and you're in the tack all day long. So how much time can you spend with her?
I tend to kind of rotate some. Well, I mean, I have the main horses, but when you have, I have other babies and stuff that are in that get worked. And so you can kind of finagle your schedule a little bit. But in the beginning, it's really intense. Like, I get obsessed with wanting to get the wild out and wanting to have them trust. And so the initial time you get them, you're spending a lot of time, like waking up early. It's the first horse you work. You're probably spending like 3 hours with them. And then the afternoon, it's ridiculous how many hours you put into them. And then near the end, there does come a period where you can, you know, they all get burnt out. And so there's that fine line of you teach them and then you back off a little bit, let them settle. And so now near the end, I try to keep it just like my normal, you know, workouts, like 45 minutes, an hour. And there may be other days that we go and we play and do stuff. But, so it's just, I try to scale back the closer that we get to the competition. So they're still like fresh and not overworked. And now she's more like a typical horse in training. So I'm not having those like 4-5 hour days with one going, okay, now I got to work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else. So
when you have time. Yeah. So you're heading to this now you did the Mustang Millions makeover and well, I don't know which one, which is the one you won with the Live Like You Were Dying song of musical freestyle awesomeness. Which one was that?
Oh, that was a makeover in Clemson that I won with Sledge.
Sledge,
that one was
okay.
On a little bit smaller scale.
Okay, so you had this beautiful, almost like a musical freestyle Mustang style, where you came out, and it was emotional, it was beautiful, I was like crying at the end, it was awesome. Do you have something kind of like that? I don't want you to give away all your tricks in case your competitors are listening, but like, do you have some sort of plan of your show?
Oh, sure, that starts from like before you even pick up the horse.
Oh, yeah?
You know, you're thinking of your song or your freestyle and stuff like that. But I definitely have a song and I'm working out the kinks for the freestyle, your variable that you don't know about is how your horse again is going to react or respond. And so you kind of have to have plan A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
So if this goes wrong or something, you have a backup plan. So, and now that I've done it a little bit more, I know what to expect. But I'm always kind of in a hard point where, because I am an English writer, and she does prefer English, but it's a Western competition. And I've spent a lot of time working Western with her. And she's so athletic. I mean, she's good at everything that she does. But that's always the dilemma. Should I show her English or should I try and go Western? So it just all depends on, I'm just going to do what she feels most comfortable with. She definitely enjoys jumping and she's been like that from day one. I mean, I was able to get her to lead. I have these little ditches outside my house and I would just send her over the ditches and she thought that was the best thing and really enjoy that. And I was like, okay, so you like to jump, because let me just be clear. Going into this, I was not planning on trying to keep a mare, a gray mare, at that. No, didn't want that at all. Nope, I'm doing this so I can, you know, help Mustangs bridge the gap for people who, you know, can't take a wild horse. And the problem has been that I told myself the only way I would possibly keep one was if it was a freak. And if it would, like, I was like, if she jumped 4 foot, okay, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid horse.
She jumps 4 foot. So
yeah.
Now you got to keep her. How many,
well,
I mean, watching you with her, she is going to be your eventing Mustang, without a doubt.
Yeah, it hurts me. It kind of pains to say that, because that means that I have to tell some people that they were right. Because I told them
that
they were wrong.
And that's something no horse girl ever wants to do.
No, we don't like doing that. But, you know, I will do it, because you just have to own up to it. Fine. Fine, you're right. Whatever.
Do you want to do it right here on the show right now and address those people in a public forum?
No, I've already told them. They already know, and I hear it daily. So, and here's
Would
the. I mean, I don't have her yet. I'm still working, and the kicker is that, you know, I have a barn owner, and the only way I can have her kept with me is if I do get a sponsor, an owner who would be willing to pay for her on the, you know, to have her, just like all my other competition horses that I have owners for, and, you know, same thing. So that's what I'm hoping to find. And she does seem to be really talented in the fact that she has a fair amount of scope. And, you know, I don't know how far she would go, but it's certainly a, and again, I always sit there and think, really, like, why did you have to be gray? And everybody's like, oh, but gray's so pretty. Listen, people, it only lasts for so long, and then you got to keep them clean.
Yeah, it does. It's true. Chestnuts are way easier. So
yeah, chestnuts,
solid
chestnuts are fine.
Yeah, especially when you live in Georgia and it's red clay, is obviously the choice for colors. So I get it. But you've got a GoFundMe account set up. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so, you know, after I posted a couple of things, people were just like, oh my gosh, you have to keep her. Because I was still on the fence about it. And after I actually talked to my dad, and my dad was like, you know, I was like, well, Dad, what do you think? He's like, well, she jumps. I was like, yeah. He's like, well, isn't that what you've been looking for? I'm like, yes, fine. He's like, well, I mean, I think you should go for it. So everybody, I have such great supporters and fans, and everybody has been really great, and almost to the point to where sometimes I'm like, this is just crazy. So I set up the GoFundMe, and that's to help with, you know, going to auction. I don't know what she'll go for, because people ask. I mean, sometimes horses go from 200 to 7,500. Some have gone for over 15,000 before. I don't know. And then if I was to acquire her, that money will go to paying board and stuff until I can get an owner or a sponsor to cover her costs. Because my barn owner is amazing, but I need to, as a business, this is a business, and I need to fulfill my promises that I said I was going to do. So
the problem is, like, it's funny because it's a catch-22. You want to show her off to the best of her ability, and you want to impress everybody and wow everybody so you can win this competition, but then she's going to sell for a ton of money in the auction, and you want to buy her for cheap. That is so hard. Oh my gosh.
I mean, and it's hard, and I've told myself, you know, I'm probably going to cry, per usual, because I just remember how it was with Sledge, and it's, you get on such a high from the competition, and then your emotions are just a roller coaster ride, because then you have to go into the auction, and you just, and that's part of the crazy fun of it, I guess.
No. No. That's not fun.
But, you know, if she does sell for a lot of money and I can't get her, you know, then I did a good job. And
yeah.
And my biggest thing about her is she's still, right now, as a 120-day, like, when she's a 120-day horse, she still needs an experienced rider, because she's still a little sensitive about things. Like, if you touch her too hard with the whip, she's going to buck. If you ask, you know, she's just, she's win.
It's almost like she's a wild horse or something. I mean, my God.
Well, she's, yeah, and so some of them are just super, super bomb-proof. Like her sister, who a good friend of mine, we call them sisters because they came from the same herd in Roundup, and he's in the competition too, Kevin Graham. His mare is, like, completely different. Like, they have similarities where they are, like, you can tell they're related as far as their opinions about things. But I swear, a bomb could be going off and all kinds of crap, and that horse would just walk into it and be like, yes, I'm fine. Nothing's going to happen. Wow. Like, she's very... Where Wynn is like, hey, we can run really fast the other way and we'll get away. So
well,
that's kind of
amazing.
How she is.
Well, listen, we're going to link up to your GoFundMe page on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. Tell everybody about it. We'll put your website
that's
on there
awesome.
As well. You guys can, it's teamwallace.org, facebook.com/Elisa Wallace if you want to see all the
awesome
pictures.
Mine is wallaceeventing.com.
Oh, wallaceeventing.com. Sorry about that. My bad.
No
all right, wallaceeventing.com is the website. You can go check all this out. I know we've talked about this before, but I'm going to get a Mustang. I just have to wait until I move into my next bigger farm.
You know,
which
I hear
is...
are excuses.
Yeah, it's three years.
I see you post stuff on my page, and I'm like, she still is slacking. She's still slacking. I've got two more coming in. That I'm pretty excited about as well. And
I haven't gotten one. I'm going to be positive right here. Listen, I'm trying. I keep getting these dang off-the-track thoroughbreds, okay? I'm spread thin as it is. Listen,
I flew out west like a couple of weeks ago. I could have, like, gotten one for you then.
Listen. I'm trying to help you out here.
You go, Elisa. You go.
I am waiting for you to put out your training books and training video. You need to make training videos and training books and sell these things, because you clearly have a gift. And I wouldn't know what I'm supposed to do. And you have this amazing experiences that you've had with these awesome horses.
I didn't know what I was doing either. I'm not listening to you because, look, I didn't know, like, if you can start an off-the-track thoroughbred, you can start half, most of those things are just as crazy or wild as some of the Mustangs are. And don't get me wrong, off-the-track thoroughbreds are amazing. I've had several, and I love them, and they're awesome. But give me a break. You can get a Mustang.
No. Okay. I'm going to do it. I just was telling you that you need to market what you've learned, because I would buy your books and videos if I could get a horse. The idea of getting a horse to where you've gotten it, nobody sells stuff like that, girl. Let's go. Make some cash. You don't need to GoFundMe. You just need to video it and sell it. I would buy. I'm just saying. I would buy. Write a book.
I'll think about it.
Let's do this. Training videos, book. I'm excited. I'm all for it. And as soon as you win this next competition, you're just going to be so busy with Mustangs. You're going to, I mean, just start videoing, start doing it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be exciting. I mean, if I can keep win, that would be great. Because
maybe
one of my sponsors, Ellie Price, who had gotten Fianto for me, which he ended up getting injured in the training process, but I actually got to see him. He's still rehabbing, and I just got to see him out in California, and he still remembers, his smile. I was like, oh, he remembers me. But Ellie has been such a great and huge supporter, and she actually is helping me get two young Mustangs that will be coming in the spring of 2015, and I'm really excited. They're both going to be four-year-olds. One's 15-1, and one's 15-3.
Nice.
And so I'm going to have a string of Mustangs that will be competing and eventing, which is the goal. So,
well, I mean, not to be whatever, but how about Ellie pony up to that Go for the Win in Texas Donate Now page and
well, she's done so much for me that I feel like I don't.
You don't want to ask.
And she's getting two horses already, so I feel like when can prove herself and get another person in on board on the journey.
Gosh, I just couldn't be more excited for you and prouder of you. I just think you're awesome. You're my hero, and I just want to let you know that. And I'm pulling for you, and I cannot wait to follow. When is this? How can people get tickets to go watch you win this competition?
It is a ticketed event. So if you want to come, it's in Fort Worth during the January 22nd through the 24th, which is also they hold the stock show, the big stock show that's there during that same time. They can go to www.extrememakeover.com, and it has a link to the tickets for the Mustang Magic and the dates and everything like that. And it's held at the Will Rogers Memorial Coliseum and also the John Justin Arena, just so everybody would like to know. And the horses afterwards are going to be put up for adoption and auction. So if someone's interested in, you know, adopting a horse, they need to get the tickets, because that's where they've often had problems because it wasn't a ticketed event, and it got so full to capacity that adopters actually weren't able to come in to see and adopt the horses. So that's why
wow.
It's ticketed. And the biggest goal is to really bring awareness about the Mustangs and show how, you know, good a horse as they are, and that they're worth saving and they're worth, you know, considering. So
absolutely. It's extrememustangmakeover.com, January 22nd through the 24th at Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. I am sending a bunch of my family to go see you. They all live in Dallas, and so they're going to go
oh,
and they're
awesome.
Going to watch you, and they're going to cheer for you. And then we've got our listener, Robin, who's already messaged me that she's going to watch you too. So we will all be pulling for you, and you guys go to the GoFundMe account. This little mare needs to go be an event horse for sure. So check it out. We'll put we got the link put up on our Facebook page. And Elisa, as always, it's so awesome to talk to you. And it's so exciting what you do.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And can I add, absolutely, Elisa, that listening to you bust on Jamie just made my week. Thank you so much for that.
Hey, I have no problem calling someone out and trying to, the worst
Lisa.
People to talk to about getting Mustangs are Mustang people. We're the
you
biggest
go,
enablers.
Okay, there's an extreme Mustang makeover in Arizona in April of next year, and I think if you would come out here and help me start my Mustang, then we'll do it.
Do what? Wait, start the Mustang to do the competition with?
Help me start a Mustang. Just come out and hang out for a week. Help me start this Mustang, and then you can go and I'll do the competition.
Oh, okay.
You got time, don't you? Come on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. I know a friend trainer of mine that is going to be competing in that Arizona makeover. So you definitely need to go and watch.
Okay, I definitely will. I will totally go watch that for sure. That sounds easier than being in it, so I'll go watch first.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Elisa.
Elisa.
Merry Christmas.
Yep. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you guys.
I love the fact that she doesn't stop busting on you. She just takes it and runs with it.
And it's like, I like the abuse because I totally have a girl crush on her. I didn't want to tell her. I can't.
She is fun. She is fun. And you know, she's so down to earth, and you have to be when you're dealing with the Mustang or any horse that's in that situation. You really have to be kind of calm, cool, and collected. But we wish her luck in January, and hopefully we can get a report. If Robin heads out there, we can get a report from Robin. I did want to mention here real quick that we have gotten a bunch of sound files in. You still have Monday to get your Merry Christmas, Happy New Year sound files over to us. Either call, some people called the voicemail line at 859-951-2022 and left a message. Some people recorded it on their phone and sent it over, emailed the phone sound file to me. But we've gotten a little of both. We've had some very clever ones and some very simple ones, and we're happy with anything that you want to send over. There's some prizes involved, too, so we'll pick the top three and give some prizes. To reassure Robin, who has been banned from our show, she's the only currently banned person that I know about, to reassure her that her sound file will be played, and not because I'm nice, and also because it was really good. So we'll play that next week. I promise you, Robin, you don't have to send it. She said in her email, she said, if this gets lost, I'm sending it to Jamie.
She did send it to me, just to make sure.
Did you listen
yeah.
to it? It's really good. So we've had some clever ones, and you'll start to hear those next week. We'll play them on the show. We are the week before Christmas next week, so we'll be playing them on the show then. Let's do this. Let's hear from Jennifer quickly, and then why don't we save the song till the end? What do you think? And we'll go right into really bad ads after this.
The Equity Flex and Fork is a premium quality manure fork built in the USA to last for years. The ultra-tough, distinctive yellow basket is backed up by an unprecedented 13-month warranty against tine breakage. Patented flexible backbone lever releases stress so the tines don't snap and the dreaded tine flip will be a thing of the past. And the technology doesn't stop at the tines. The Flex and Fork also has a lightweight fiberglass handle and ergonomic grip. Available in regular and narrow tine spacing for sawdust, pellet, or rice hull bedding. You can check them out today at equitymfg.com.
I can't believe I forgot to upload the really bad ads music. I am just, I think, Jennifer, that it's just so close to vacation time that I am losing it. I just am.
Yeah, you're in vacation mode already, dude. That's not the only thing you forgot this morning. You forgot to feed the horses this morning.
I did feed the horses. You just didn't do it properly, apparently. I did it the wrong way. I didn't do the right thing. Well, we don't have the really bad ads music. I could play this.
There you go.
Hey, jingity jing.
There we go.
Well, we are doing really bad ads this week, even though I don't have the music. I think it's the first time I've forgotten that in 4 years. So Jennifer is going to tell us what the prizes are for this week's really bad ads.
Prizes this week are provided by HorseGroomingSolutions.com. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers. Silverado Show Grooming, and Glenn's favorite, Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. And today's prize from the Horse Grooming Solutions folks is a grooming tote filled with grooming products valued at over $50. Also providing prizes this week, Equisleeve. Oh, that's wrong. Also providing prizes this week, Equiflex Sleeve. The Equiflex Sleeve is a proprietary blend of multi-tensioned fibers infused with antimicrobial technology designed to act as a compression sleeve and therapeutic joint support for horses. The Equisleeve takes the place of traditional standing wraps and can be worn for longer periods of time than traditional wraps. Unlike traditional wraps, the sleeve allows heat to dissipate and they do not immobilize the joints. And because they have no adjustable straps or fasteners, the element of human error in application is removed. The Equiflex sleeve comes in 7 different sizes. They fit front and back legs on anybody. You can find the Equiflex sleeve at your local tack store, or you can visit them online at flexsleeve.com. And today's prize is a pair of Equiflex sleeves in the size and color of your choice.
I hope we do a better job reading the ads than you had reading the commercials there. But,
yeah,
Equiflex
is
sleeves
tough.
Is tough.
That's tough.
It's
very technical.
All right, Jamie, you're leading the parade today. And, of course, these are ads that are submitted by our listeners off of Craigslist usually. And we are going to hear the first one from Jamie.
Rachel sent this one in, and where'd it go? Hold on, my computer screwed up. All right, there we go. Rachel sent this one in, and there's no title, but it starts like this. My owner took one ride on me and ruined everything. You see, she's a DQ and fancied that she could learn to jump with someone as fine as myself between her and the magnificent thoroughbred. But alas, it was not to be. My new owner, the DQ, whined that she did not feel secure on me and wanted to continue her trail ride in her stupid butt-sucker dressage saddle. Really? Hop over fallen logs on the trail in a dressage saddle? Dummy. Now, sadly, I now find myself being offered for sale. But I hope this time I go to a rider who can actually ride in me and appreciates my good qualities as a jump saddle. I am a 70... Did anybody else think that was a horse up until now?
Yes, I really did for a while.
I am a 17.5 Ovation competition show jumping saddle. There are more photos of my delicious self in the comments. Although I feel I am priceless, the idiot DQ will let me go for $8.95 shipped. Please help me get away from this crazy DQ and into a home where my new rider will actually use me to jump. I was very confused by that, actually.
That's a great ad. Hey, we have a DQ with a sense of humor, though. We actually have a DQ with a sense of humor. Yeah.
Glenn at horseradionetwork.com. Glenn at horseradionetwork.com. I did not say that.
Rachel sent that one in. Thank you so much, Rachel. That was funny. The next one up is Uta. Sent the following one in. I'll read it to you the way it's written, and then I'll read it to you the way I read it the first time, and I read it wrong, okay? So I'll read it both ways. The way it's actually written is, racking horse for sale, $500 in Lexington. Offering for your consideration a bay gelding racking horse, approximately 22 years old. Do not let his age fool you. He needs a very experienced rider. He is a great trail horse, knows how to put his feet, does not play well with others, does not like men, lays down in cross ties, forward and smooth, no spook, nothing stops this old boy going down the trail. Apparently not getting to the trail is a problem. Not suitable for husband horse. Does not like my new husband. He must go.
Wait, I know what you're saying.
Does not like my new husband. He must go.
Does the husband or the horse?
I guess the horse is going, actually. Yeah, yeah, that's what I guess the horse going. Now, let me read this to you the way I read it first. When I first read it and glanced over it this morning, I was a little sleepy. I read rocking horse for sale, $500. Offering for your consideration a bay gelding rocking horse, approximately 22 years old. Do not let his age fool you. Needs a very experienced rider. He is a great trail horse. This is where I started going, I've never seen a rocking horse on the trail. Knows how to put his feet. Does not play well with others. And then I started going, wow, this is an unusual rocking horse. Does not like men. Lays down across. I went through this whole thing thinking she was talking about a rocking horse. I was going, what is she talking about?
It's okay. The last one confused me. I'm still asleep, apparently.
That was a good one, Uta.
We got a bunch of new people in this group, and Barb is one of those. Top shelf horse manure, 90% proof in Morriston. This is 90% pure horse manure with little hay and no shavings. 85% decomposed. Looks like loam. I don't know what that is. Organic gardeners swear by it. Ready for your flower and vegetable garden. Small or large loads, you load. Call for availability as we clean out fast. Now, I thought this was going to be funny, but it turns out that 90 proof is not really just a bourbon. You know, like you say top shelf, 90% proof. The alcoholic in me screams, this is good stuff. But it's actually apparently like real numbers. I don't know, whatever. I was hoping for a little more of a correlation between the two, but they didn't provide.
apparently they're very scientific about it too. They know it's 85% decomposed. I could look at it and know it wasn't 85% decomposed. You know, there's a science to that. Yeah. Who knew?
Well, if it's 90% pure horse manure, what is the other 10? Like goat poop? Like, I don't get it. Okay.
I don't know. You know what? We have a guy with a website that would like to buy some of this. He could have a whole new line of pure horse manure. Yeah.
Top shelf. Yeah, top shelf.
Yeah, he could charge more for this stuff. It's pure.
Yeah.
Brenda sent the following one in. Easy peasy Belgian cross Molly mule. That's right. It's a Belgian cross Molly mule. $3,200 in Cold Creek, Nevada. Meet Easy Peasy. Easy Peasy is a Belgian cross Molly mule, 14.1 hands and approximately 16 years old. How does she ride, you ask? Well, riding her is Easy Peasy. It's how she earned the name. We always said there was no such thing as a perfect mule or horse, but this mule is as close as you can get. If you're like me and don't have enough hours in the day and find yourself multitasking, this mule is perfect for you. You can text, Skype, email, talk on the phone, shop on eBay, do your taxes, all while riding her. She is sure-footed, nice bare feet, and great for the farrier. She neck reins pretty good for a mule. Most mules trying to neck rein them is like trying to turn an aircraft carrier. She isn't buddy sour or barn sour at all, and happily will plod along in the front, middle, or rear, or will ride alone equally as well. She isn't in a hurry when she trail rides, unless you're in one, then she'll gladly pick up the pace. I am not saying that she doesn't spook, but I've never seen her do it. On a temperament scale, she's a 1. I occasionally check for a pulse. She gets along with everyone she's turned out with and doesn't show any marish behaviors. She has impeccable ground manners. The only negative thing I would say, okay, now we went through all of that, right? The only negative thing I would say about her is she's hard to catch in a big turnout unless you have some grain, and then she catches you. If you want an overly friendly, pushy mule that gives you a full cavity search for treats every time you walk in the corral, this is not her. She's a business type of mule, and she appreciates a loving scratch on the ears and butt. Now, that wasn't a bad ad, but it was a very, very well-written ad. For the perfect
It's the perfect mule. I mean, I'm kind of sold. Like, I want to do my taxes from the back of a mule. Let's do this thing.
Who doesn't? I mean, we've all thought about that. Perfect.
Rachel sent in the next one, big old tire. Now, we're going to hear a little bit of a trend. A big old tire, $75. A bunch of numbers, 10-ply rating Goodyear Super Terra Grip. Yup, a big-ass tire in my yard, and I think I might want it gone. I know nothing about this. It was here when I purchased the property 8 years ago. The kids have had their fun playing in it, but now they're all grown up. I've done a fair amount of Googling and see these all over the internet, from $1.5 to $3,000. Let's put this thing up at $75, and I'll certainly entertain offers. I'm pretty thick-skinned. Give it your best shot. All I can say is no. I'll also trade for guns, hydroponic stuff, a wood floor, solar stuff, greenhouse stuff, or lawn and garden equipment, etc. Good luck with that.
The first one was a trade for a wood floor. I'll trade my rubber for your wood.
Is it me, or when this dude with this big ass tire says hydroponic stuff, does that mean he grows weed in his backyard? Probably. Greenhouse, hydroponic stuff, solar equipment.
That's true. It's got all the stuff. You know what? If he got some of that 90% proof loam from above, he would have the perfect weed. Yeah,
absolutely.
That would be perfect.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, Denise sent the horse trailer in, and I just don't know what to say about this thing. It's a 2-horse trailer, very unique. It has inside lighting, LED tail lights, electric brakes, a front tack area, and they want $900 for it. I, honest to God, have never seen anything like this before. It is truly one of a kind. It probably is homemade. I don't know. They put a plate glass window in the front of it. It's a 2-horse trailer. And it's oddly shaped, sort of like a spaceship, sort of like the ones they used to fly up to the Enterprise in Star Trek. And the front, I don't know where the front came from. Can you just, it kind of has this big window in the front.
It's like a 1970s Airstream trailer or something, you know, like, but rusted. It's really, it's like a camper. It looks like a camper.
I don't know. It's bizarre looking. It is very bizarre looking. Jennifer will post it on our Facebook page because I don't know how to describe this one. It's truly unique. We've never had one like it before. I can say that.
For some reason, like back when this was made in the 60s or 70s, that color brown was so popular, and it's just an ugly dirt brown with rust on it. And it's got, like I said, it's like a little camper. I was surprised that horses went in it, but apparently they do. Karen sent in the next one. Intergalactic warrior kitten needs to be hidden from the CIA. Let me read that again. Intergalactic warrior kitten needs to be hidden from the CIA. Darndest thing I ever saw. This cat speaks 7 different languages. English, say habla meow. Comprendente Italian meow. His Vietnamese name is Chairman Meow. Spricken in the purr. He knows Egyptian, but only Egyptian sign language. He's such a slacker. And the last language he speaks is Swahili, which he says he picked up from a sand crane who taught him to speak Swahili at a potato farm out by Sandpoint, Idaho. I tell you, this kitten is amazing. This reminds me of Big Bang. Did the guy from Big Bang write this? Seriously?
He might have. This
kitten is amazing. He fully understands string theory, responds to Morse code immediately, and can solve differential equations without needing to refer to any formulas whatsoever. I think he's an alien. Not like from Canada either, but like a real boogie alien from space. From outer space, or he might be French, or possibly French Canadian. Either way, they don't make cats like this from around these parts. So, alien. So, if you're looking for a kitten from outer space with whom you can discuss the finer points of Nietzsche, dirt problems, or even the veracity of the grassy knoll theory, he knows who killed Kennedy, man. Then this adolescent cat from Kerplunkington in the Schneller belt of the ISIS gallery, or maybe it's Montreal, is your guy.
Like, does this guy have an ex-wife that was Canadian? What?
I don't know, but I hope I pronounced everything right. The kitten's smarter than me.
You got your geek out today, Jamie. You went all Big Bang on us today.
I'm exhausted. I feel like I need to go take a nap.
That was very funny. Thank you. Is it Karen? That was very funny. Oh, June sent the next one in, and this is following up on our tire trend for today. Free USED motorcycle tires in Crystal River. It's a very short ad. I have about 21 motorcycle tires, various makes, perfect for gardening.
Huh?
That's right. Perfect for gardening. I thought they would have been perfect for motorcycles, but apparently that's not what you do with motorcycle tires. You garden with them.
How do you garden with a tire?
I'm not sure. Do they make planters out of them, maybe? You know, fill them full of loam from the guy up above with his 90% proof. And then you grow your wheat. Oh, we can get 3 of these ads together today. We have a triangle. We can get the wheat guy, the greenhouse, the loam guy, and the tire guy. It's perfect.
Man, you're a matchmaker today. Just a matchmaker.
Leave it to me.
All right, Ruth sent in the last one. It's our last one of the day. Palomino gelding horse, 23 years young, $800. Don't be fooled by his age. He will go all day. He is gentle on the ground and lets you do just about anything to him. I can only ride once a week, and that's just not enough for him. I do not like to lunge him every time I want to ride. I just don't have that much time. On the trail, he is a very forward-thinking horse, driven, focused, determined, fast-walking, trotting, and can really gallop.
He's a bit of a bolt.
And the next line is, he needs a bit of an experienced rider,
not
someone who's easily intimidated.
That's what happens when they bolt. They need experienced riders.
Yeah. He can go over rocks, up and down mountains, goes through water, across grassy fields, and just about any place.
Yep.
Now, does that make it?
Do that. They can go anywhere.
Yeah.
In
at a dead gallop, he'll go across the mountain.
They don't care about any stuff on their bolts.
He is a little quieter in the arena and will also allow kids to ride him, but should always be supervised. He just did a 5-hour ride in Superior and was always in the lead. He's an alpha horse and lets the others know. And here's the part that kicks it. You know, basically, they haven't said he's a bolter, but he's a bolter. And the last line is, I'll be up front with you. He's a little bit head shy. Oh, now you're going to be up front with us? Really? Would make a great kiss Christmas surprise for someone. So call.
Yeah.
Really a great Christmas surprise for your worst enemy. Here, get him a horse.
Right. Somebody you hate, your ex-wife, would be perfect for this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow, that's really a bolty horse. How much they want for that? $800. Ooh.
Merry Christmas, bucks. Honey.
Yeah, this is one of those that's $800 for the horse and $100,000 for the hospital bill.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Ruth. That was very good. Well, we got to decide on winners here. We have two prizes, Jamie. Let me get back up there. We have Horse Grooming Solutions. That is the complete kit from Horse Grooming Solutions, which actually we need to win one of because we're running out of everything. And that's valued at over $50. Who would you like for that?
Oh, you pick. I'm not picking today.
I can't be in both places at once.
I'll tell you the prizes. Man. Horse Grooming Solutions. Who gets it?
All right. You know, it wasn't a bad ad, but it was a really good ad, and that was the mule ad. So let's give that to Brenda. Brenda gets the Horse Grooming Solutions.
All right. Sounds good. And the socks?
Oh, you know, well, we got to give it to
Flex Sleeve.
How about Ruth for the socks? And she was the one that had the bolter. Because you know what? You know, $800 bolter, you got to get a prize. So, Ruth,
sounds
that.
Good.
All right. Well, that's it for this week, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to our guests today and our sponsors. We really appreciate all of them. We'll be back here on Monday morning. First thing. Now, you aren't going to any jumping shows to steal ribbons from little children this weekend, right?
I think my hunter days are over. I think that was a final hurrah in the hunter world for me. So none this weekend, no.
Well, are you sure you won't reconsider getting back into hunters? You did so well.
I know, I did well, and I'm going to end on a high note. you know what I'm going to do, Glenn, is I'm going to take the next couple years and learn my hunter rules. That's what I'm going to do.
You should, because obviously you don't know them. And you know what?
Clearly.
Stealing ribbons from little children is kind of mean. It is.
It's a little cruel. Disheartening, actually, is what it is. You win a blue ribbon, you feel like a jerk.
We'll see y'all here on Monday. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. Oh, and you know, wait a minute. I promised that we'd end with this.
Yeah, with the song. Baby Raquel.
See you,
love this song. Oh.
Happy holidays! Wait, when I do that, I don't know what it's like.
I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Well, the snow is softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a-twinkling, Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas and hoping that you're warm and home safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Yeah. The Christmas tree is loaded up with presents. nothing like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathered near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays.